Our Bible reading is from the New Testament book of Luke. From chapter 17, we will read verses 11 through 19. In the New King James Version, the Pew Bible, we're on page 1493. Before we read, let us pray. Speak, Lord, for your servants listen. Amen. Luke 17:11. Now it happened as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when Jesus saw them, he said to them, Go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God. I will never forget, in 2004, it was my first visit to a dermatologist, and with her half glasses slid down on her nose and her head tilted back, she looked at my nose and she said, How long has that place been on your nose? I stuttered, I'm not sure, a little while, and she responded, Well, I don't like the way it looks. She was right to be concerned. It was a melanoma, skin cancer. Cancerous cells, they can take over a body anywhere with a goal to take over the good cells. Guess the only good thing to say about cancer, it is not contagious. The dreaded skin disease of biblical times was leprosy, and it was contagious. In the Old Testament book of Leviticus, there's 2 chapters, 13 and 14, with 116 verses dedicated to laws about skin diseases, including the most severe, leprosy. It wasn't a physician, but a priest that made the diagnosis. Sometimes to me, the priest seemed to be a combination of a spiritual leader, a butcher for animal sacrifices, and a nurse practitioner. The laws of God were practical and would keep the Israelites healthy in living in community and not spreading diseases. People and clothes and homes had to be examined. Homes were often scraped and cleaned, sometimes even destroyed. From the first moment that a rash or a shiny patch appeared on their skin, a person was to report to the priest. They would put them in isolation for 7 days, and following that period, the priest would look again and either for clearing or worsening. And the priest made a declaration, clean or unclean. Clean meant that you just throw away your old clothes, you take a bath, you cleanse your home, and you return back to your life. Unclean meant that you could not go home, you could not go back to your family, your job, community, or even worship. Keeping a distance, you were to cover your mouth and warn others. Unclean, unclean. We might have a small similarity with COVID-19, which swept through the world in 2020. Some of us did not take kindly or farewell with periods of isolation, repeated testing, mask wearing, and instructions to sanitize our buildings. For others, it was much more than periods of aggravation. It was frightening, with life-threatening symptoms and the death of loved ones and little means of comforting another. Well, in 1887, leprosy began to be called Hansen's disease after the man who discovered the bacteria that causes the disease. And today we have medicine to treat the disease. But in Jesus' day, there was no treatment, only divine intervention. As Jesus entered a certain village, 10 men who were lepers stood afar off, and they called out to Jesus, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. While some were still debating whether Jesus was of God, these 10 lepers were placing their faith in him. When Jesus saw them, he said, Go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. without a touch or even a pronounced healing from Jesus, the men, they stepped out in faith and they left to go and be examined by the priest. It was on their way that their skin and places of deformity became fresh and flexible and clean. Can you imagine just how their pace accelerated and their smiles would have broadened as they rushed to the priest? Perhaps they're already anticipating their reunions with their family, their communities, their jobs, their homes, going to synagogue, temple. Would they have thought maybe later about how they would give thanks when they did go to worship God about their healing? I like to think so. One, however, could not wait. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned, and with a loud voice, he glorified God, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. He was a Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans had erected a wall of division between themselves. As is sometimes the case, they were once a part of one people, the Israelites. Well, after King Solomon and the kingdom split, and then the northern tribes decided not to go to Jerusalem for worship, and then there was a captivity by the Assyrians and intermingling, and so the Samaritans were looked down by the Jews. They were people, they were separated by geography and race and religion. For our consideration, we might consider people that are different from us, maybe because from their country or culture, race, and faith. Yet this man, who was supposedly in many people's eyes inferior, he was the one who returned with a loud voice to praise God and fall on his face in worship to give thanks to Jesus. Praise and gratitude are similar, yet they're distinct. Praise expresses approval or admiration, while gratitude is praising someone for something that they've done that has benefited us. The healed Samaritan praised and glorified God above all others, and then with devotion, he fell on his face and gave Jesus thanks. Nearly every language has some word for thankfulness or gratitude. We teach our children to say thank you. Thank you. We should learn it young, and we should say it often. It is, however, more than a social grace. It is linked to our faith. Jesus asked, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give thanks to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to the Samaritan, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. They all had faith to be healed of leprosy. The man giving thanks was made well in a deeper way. He was made whole. I believe it's the kind of wellness that the Apostle Paul wrote of in 2 Corinthians 4:16. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So even those that are healed of body and mind by Jesus will one day face perishing. But those who have faith and are grateful for God's saving grace will continually be renewed in spirit. In Search My Heart, O God, Bible teacher Kay Arthur notes, genuine Christianity is a show and tell relationship with God. I confess, I missed an opportunity last Monday to show and tell my relationship and express my thankfulness to God. When I went in for my flu shot, I spoke to the technician of the most mundane of topics, the weather. It was a pleasant conversation, and we did express gratitude for the rain. Yes, I thanked her for giving me my shot. However, I failed to tell her that I thanked God for her for being there and giving me a vaccine, which I pray will keep me from getting the flu. The contrast was even sharper when I was self-checking at Walmart on Thursday. The employee assisting was my opposite in many ways. Opposite in gender, race, size, and illustrated muscular arms. There I was in my pink ACMAR United Methodist Church shirt with a cross and flame, and I was walking on two legs. There he was serving us, wearing his blue Walmart employee vest, and he was wheeling around on a one-leg scooter because one foot and part of his leg below the knee had been amputated. But it was he who was unashamedly, without reservation or hesitation, and with a smile, greeting, "Are you having a blessed day?" Or, "Hope you are having a blessed day." With our responses, he assured, "I am grateful to be here." Thank you, O God. We need to learn it young. We need to say it often and express it openly in as many ways as we can. It will strengthen our faith and make us well. Let us pray. Oh God, thank you for making us well and granting us eternal life through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us to show and tell our relationship in Jesus. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.